Now, service has taken place this morning to honour local police officers who lost their lives whilst on duty. PC Nicholas Archer, who died in 1984, and DC Edwin Trump, who died in 1940, are amongst those being honoured. In attendance at the service were family members of the officers after they were tracked down by an air hunting firm, Finders International. Danny Curran is with me in the studio. He runs the firm. And before we talk about this, we had a chat off air briefly about Kylie Minogue, because I said earlier on how small and petite she is, and you've actually met her.
I have met her, yes. It was in the late 90s, a bizarre series of events. My son is, his name's Miles Hurley. If you're on the internet, look him up. He's 6'2" with a rugby player's body. But his auntie is Elizabeth Hurley, who was my first wife's sister, or is my first wife's sister. And that's how he's used his mother's maiden name to become a model. And we were all invited to the premiere of Austin Powers, where I met Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
About that?
She is petite.
She's petite,
beautiful,
yeah, lovely lady. Yeah. And yeah, but it was quite a while ago now. It must be 20 years ago now.
She's still looking good, and you haven't aged a bit.
Thank you.
Now, I've got a pack in front of me here all about this. So fascinating. Genealogy and, you know, tracing your family tree and all that is just capturing the imagination at the moment, isn't it? But just tell us a little about this particular campaign or organisation, if you like.
Well, what we do at Finders International as a company, we have a very strong charitable arm to the company, whereby we get involved in situations where, for example, with the police, where they want to find relatives and they're just having problems. So we work on a whole range of these pro bono cases, ostensibly, as well as doing the main air hunting work that's filmed for the BBC. So we were contacted by the charity, which is called COPS, Care of Police Survivors. Wonderful charity working with the families, supporting the families of policemen who've died in the line of duty.
And it throws up some incredible stories, of course, about those who lost their lives. But what's the reaction of the long-lost family members when you actually track them down?
Well, first of all, they're amazed and often very surprised, of course, because they don't expect to be contacted out of the blue. They've probably lost touch with or may only have a vague recollection of the events, or may have never heard of them. So, for example, one of the ladies, DC Edwin Trump, died in 1940 during the war. He was only aged 26, and he was hit by a bomb during the war in Leicester. And his daughter is now 80. Elizabeth, and she's going to be attending the event when the cyclists reach the National Arboretum in Staffordshire on Sunday.
And this is one of the reasons why people are inspired to, you know, trace their family tree and so on, because it throws up so many wonderful, accessible people stories, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, there's a definite connection between the work on BBC Air Hunters. So it's ostensibly a family story that ends up with hopefully a windfall at the end of it. But during that process, you embellish the story with the social history. And from our point of view, we're dealing with solicitors and councils and hospitals, coroners, these kind of people. And we're working in facts, you know, dates of key events in lives that link people. So to have the social history side given some colour and some substance is equally as amazing for the viewers.
It's complicated, isn't it, you know, doing this work as well, and the search involves various avenues. Many people say it's a lot easier now than it used to be because of the internet and the resources that are available to you, but it can be quite laborious, but it's very rewarding as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's elements of it that are easier, because obviously with the records being transcribed onto the internet, coming along with that is the errors in transcription. So you can have situations where you often have to double check and recheck, or things are missed and things are overlooked. So it actually makes it a much more appealing job for the younger generation, because it's how to manipulate your computer system into getting the results you want. So yeah, there's an element of it that's easier, and it's, you know, it is very rewarding. These days, the company's been going 20 years this year. And as I say, I'm able now, luckily, to be in a position to do more of the charitable work and get involved in events like today.
Yeah, and it's really important to remember the service that some of these police officers gave, and for their families to be put back in touch with them, to maybe appreciate, you know, a bit of their own family and social history.
Yeah, I mean, there's many of them died at very young age, as I said earlier, DC Trump, but also PC Nicholas Archer. With the Leicester Constabulary. He died in 1984, aged 28. And he was killed while he was escorting a large crowd at night time, and he was hit by a car. So today I met his brother, Chris, which was a great privilege for me because, you know, we often don't meet the people at the end of the chain, you know, when we've traced them. He and his wife were at the event today. So, yeah, it's a...
Many people may remember that. I think I remember that story. I think it was escorting a crowd at Donington Park on the outskirts of Castle Donington with Edwin Trump. You know, that's a lot longer ago. And but it's nevertheless important to remember these people, isn't it? And without the research, you know, many of their families would not know that.
Yeah, it was a very moving ceremony this morning. We had the last post and... The police chief was talking to everyone, so it was a great event. Yeah.
Yep. And BBC Air Hunters continues. It's what, series 10 or 11 now, is it?
Series 11 hasn't finished being shown yet, but series 12 is being filmed as we speak, back in the office.
Yeah.
And should be on air early next year, with the end of series 11 hopefully in September.
Well, listen, Danny, give Kylie my love.
Will do.
And thank you very much for popping into the studio this morning. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.